Prague now. The International Service of Czech Radio is planning on celebrating its 70th birthday later this summer. Kristy Ironside sat down with director Mirek Krupička in anticipation to talk about the station's evolution and what the future holds for Radio Prague. First, she asked him to comment the significance of this year's anniversary.
It's a good time to reflect what we have done in the past and what the future holds for us. We are a small country in Europe, so we are here to present the Czech Republic for the outside world, to be the voice of the Czech Republic abroad. We have got many listeners abroad. There are thousands of people who write to us. Last year, for instance, in 2005, Radio Prague got 19,000 letters. And we feel obliged to work for them to give them the information they need, be it news and current affairs or historical information. They might be interested in history because they might be of Czech origin, for instance.
How has Radio Prague changed over the years, especially after 1989?
It has changed a lot. Actually, the most important change was that the ideology which dominated the content of the transmissions before 1989 was scrapped. So we became a normal democratic medium. Then there was, of course, after 1989, there was a sort of restructuration of Radio Prague, and the specific language departments such as English, Spanish, German, and so on, were free to decide what is the topic for their target audience. They started composing their program freely. Then there was a change in technology, of course. In the past 10 years, technology has been changing rapidly. We are sticking with the good old shortwave, as I call it. That's still probably the main medium for us to spread the programs of Radio Prague. But there are other complementary technologies. There's a digital technology now, DRM, Digital Radio Mondial, which is becoming sort of worldwide. When it becomes a sort of standard, we'll definitely jump on the bandwagon and we'll join the radio stations broadcasting in DRM standard.
What other platforms are now available?
There are various other platforms which we use and which were unknown before 1989, such as satellite radio. We are accessible via satellite in Europe and North America, for instance, in most of our languages. There is internet, the medium for future for everyone. So we'll be adding to our internet content. And international cooperation is another way forward. Indeed, the Radio Prague's website doesn't contain just radio in text and audio. It contains much more information about the Czech Republic for tourists. It's not just reflection of what we do on the radio.
Radio Prague's director Mirek Krupička there talking about some of Radio Prague's history and what the future holds for the station. Now you have roughly a month and a half to let us know what you think, and you can even send us a birthday card here at the station. You can write to Radio Prague, Vinohradská 12, 12099, Prague 2.